Are you struggling to figure out what to put in your email each week? When you sit down and look at the screen, does it just go blank and you don't know what to say to them, what to get them to respond and read and engage with? Today, I want to give you some phrases and some sentences you can put in your next email that's going to get people to respond, engage, and start conversations with your readers. Let's talk about it. Welcome back to another episode of the OTW Show, where we're going to get you on the way to building that lifestyle you want to lead by leveling up your business with actionable tips that I want you to put in practice this week and make a difference in your business. But first, let's celebrate our wins. It's important every week to celebrate the wins, big or small, personal, business, whatever. Make sure you're celebrating your wins, because every week you're getting something great done, and remind yourself of what you're accomplishing. This week for me was a cool one. I don't know where it's going to lead to, but I got an email. I'm sure I was on a list of dozens of people who got the email about covering a potential story. And I replied back and said, yes, I'd love to. I'm a big fan. Please, please, please let me cover this story. And I did get a response back, and they're working on giving me some information so that I can cover the story in more detail. And the reply address was from Lucasfilms. So, as you know, as you can see behind me, I've got my Star Wars up there. I've got my Star Wars hat on. I'm a big Star Wars fan. I'm, you know, one of the first websites I ever built back in 1996 was all about Star Wars toys. So to get an email and a response back from Lucasfilms, whew, big win for me. I cannot wait to see where this goes. Now let's talk about what we can say in our emails each week to get our audience to respond to us. Let us start conversations with them and make sure that they're engaging. It is so hard, especially for when you're sending out that weekly broadcast, to feel like you're putting something new in there other than just, here's my latest blog post, here's my latest podcast episode. I mean, that's important. We do need to put those in our emails, but we got to put other things in there so that they're excited to read your emails and they want to reply and engage with you. And this is something I've worked on really hard over the last few years. And I absolutely love it when I get all these responses and people hit the reply button and I'm able to talk with them. It's so, so powerful in building an engaged community and building followers that are going to be loyal and stick with you in your email and stay subscribed and stay clicking and all those things. Open rates are important. Click-through rates are important. But to me, the biggest metric is how many people are hitting reply and talking to you. So let's go through a few things you can put in your email this week that'll make people hit that reply button. Number one, just ask them to share something with you. So let's go through some examples. If you're a Disney travel agent or a Disney blogger and content creator, maybe you say something like, hey, my favorite Disney ship is the Disney Fantasy, and I love it because whatever reasons. And then ask them, hey, what ships have you sailed on and what's your favorite? That'd be a People are going to hit reply. They're going to love to tell you their story, and they're going to want to share with you. If you're a recipe blogger, ask them, hey, what's your go-to recipe each week? What is that one that you keep coming back to? Or ask them, hey, what's that one recipe that everybody in your family has cooked and has been passed on for generations? Ask them, you know, just ask them to share some kind of personal information with you or personal story with you after you've given them a little bit of yours. And they're going to love clicking reply and giving you and sharing with you that information. And these are simple questions, right? Nothing super complicated. Nothing's going to require a lengthy email. Just something that they're going to hit reply. Oh, yeah, I want to tell you about this. If this is super simple and it's quick and easy for them, just give them a quick little prompt to be able to respond back to you. The next one is one I use in one of my welcome sequences, and it is the most replied to email in all of the ones I send. And that is in my welcome sequence for what to expect at your first powwow. In the first email, I kind of talk about what a powwow is, and you know, I'm hoping to take you and help you go to your first powwow. And then I ask, what are you most excited about? If you're heading to your first powwow, what is it that's going to get you, or it's getting you the most excited? Are you looking forward to the dancing, the singing, the crafts, the food? What is it? And dozens and dozens of people reply every month to that email, and it's so much fun to get that response. Let's go through some examples. If you're a travel blogger and you like sharing your adventures, whether it's cruising or going to destinations or whatever, and in that first welcome email, you're kind of telling them what you're doing and where you're going to take the reader, and then you ask them, hey, what is it that gets you most excited about traveling? Is it the destinations? Is it the journey there? Is it getting time away? What is it that you love about travel? That's going to get some responses. Let's go back to the example of a Disney content creator. You're in that first email, you're telling them, you know, you love going to the parks, you love going to the cruises, you love doing all these things Disney, and then ask them, hey, what is it that brings you back to the Disney parks? Or what is it that's attracting you to the Disney parks for the first time? Is it, you know, the magic of it all? Is it that you went as a family and now you want to take, you went as a child and you want to take your family now? What is it that gets you excited to come back to Disney or to bring your family to Disney for the first time? That's going to be super engaging. All right, the next way you can really get your audience to engage with you is just to use conversation starters. You know, in your email, you don't have to always be talking on topic. You can go, say in your intro of your email, even if you have other content below, is you can say, hey, this week, I've been really excited about the new Star Wars TV show, Acolyte. And I watched it and I really enjoyed this and I love this character. What's your favorite character in the Star Wars universe? Easy conversation starter. Another thing to do, there's all kinds of resources out there. Years ago, I took a course from Rachel Miller, her Moolah course, Growing Your Audience. And she came up with these conversation starter cards. And you can find things like this. She doesn't sell these anymore, but this is just an example of all kinds of just conversation starter cards that you can use. You know, you pull one out and say, what is the one thing you want to accomplish by the end of the year? Easy. You can put that in the intro of your email and ask a question like that, and you're going to get responses. Let's see. I'll just pull another one here. Share your top five tips for blank. So whatever your niche is, ask some people to share. Hey, what is the top five things you would tell people about email marketing, right? So that's another way. Just using good, easy conversation starters are going to get people that will reply to you. And again, I say this all the time. When they reply to you, make sure that you hit that reply button and continue the conversation and really build that in rapport with them. And you're going to see so many great results from that. And the last example of a phrase or sentence you can put in your email to really help engagement is something that I started doing just a few months ago in that email sequence I talk about. What to expect at your first powwow, I added an email just a few months ago and said, hey, I've showed you, you know, what the powwow etiquette is. I've showed you how to find powwows near you. We've gone through all of this stuff together. Now, what is it that's causing you not to go to the powwow? What is the one obstacle, hurdle? What's the thing blocking you from go ahead and taking that trip? Is there anything else I can help you with to get you to take action? So if you're a business coach and, you know, you want people to buy your course, hey, what is it? What have I not answered? What is that thing that you're still on the fence about? A Disney travel agent, hey, you know, what is it that's causing you not to book? Are you concerned about the cost? Are you concerned about how many days you have to take off? You know, what is it? What can I do to help you get past that hurdle? That one requires a little bit more. But after you've engaged with them through a sequence of emails and you put this kind of at the end, you're going to get some responses. And those responses are going to be so, so telling and really going to help you hone in your messaging and figure out, you know, one, how to convert them to a sales or a customer or whatever. But also, hey, what do I need to be putting in my other emails? This is going to all of these engagements. Every time you get a response, you need to be writing these down, and this is content you can create. Every time you get an answer to a question, that's something you can put on an article on your website. You can do a podcast about it. You can do a TikTok about it, or you can just use it in your email marketing. But every time you're getting feedback from your audience, that's how you use this engagement. Not only are you building followers and building a really engaged audience that wants to continue to hear from you, you're figuring out what they really want, and then you can build more content to serve them better. All right, I hope I've given you some ways. Let me know how this went. If you took action and put one of these in your email this week, please reach out, paul@powwows.com. I'd love to know what worked, what responses you got, and what that led to. Yeah, let me know. It's pretty exciting stuff. It's one of the things I look forward to every week. seeing all the replies I get and then talking with people. It's so much fun. If you're looking to grow your email list and do more with it, hey, I do have some other resources. Please go over to paulgatter.com. I've got some one-on-one coaching over there. If you want to grow your audience with email, I've got a free video you can watch over at paulgatter.com/email tools. I'd love to help you level up your business and make sure we get you on the way to building that lifestyle you want to lead. Thanks for being here. I'll see you again next week.